I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. It's well known that Iran is cracking down on Christian activity. That's why it was so surprising to learn that evangelist Sami Tippett has had his biography published by the most prestigious university in Iran. What was most unusual was that the article came verbatim from their ministry website. The seeds of the gospel are planted, and Tippett urges prayer.
The president of Iran has really cracked down on anything Western, and he's very hardline. And yet, in the midst of all of that, somehow, in the most prestigious university in the nation, God has opened a door for us to have the gospel inside the country.
Next, in eastern India, the government of Jharkhand state is considering an anti-conversion bill. While the legislation is aimed at protecting tribal culture, Voice of the Martyrs' Todd Nettleton calls it an area of concern.
If it is similar to the bills that we have seen in some of the individual states in India, as well as in nearby Sri Lanka, it will likely have a fine associated maybe with a first offense and could eventually, with repeated offenses, lead to jail time.
And E3 Partners, formerly Evangicube, has big plans for Sudan. The country director there is working to equip 25,000 lay people to evangelize their neighbors. His goal last year was to help them plant 500 churches. There are now 16 new churches in the northern Uganda area and Sudan, possibly as a result of the Evangicube ministry. In order to grow the outreach, though, the team is praying for transportation, an office, and a computer to help them improve communications in the field. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News' church bulletin inserts are a great way to keep missions in front of your church each month. For information, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.